And now, all eyes on Flushing Meadows.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her.
Devoted, yes, but as any sisters will tell you, no one can fight like your sister. Tonight at the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, Queens, tennis superstars and sisters Venus and Serena Williams are facing off in the women's finals of this Grand Slam event. John Wertheim is a writer for Sports Illustrated and author of Venus Envy, a sensational season inside the women's tennis tour. He joins us on the line from the U.S. Open. Hello, John Wertheim.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, do you expect this to be a long, drawn-out, grinded-out match or a quick knockout?
I think the match could take a while, but I don't think it's going to be exceptional tennis. I think it might go three sets. Both sisters are playing well. But for all sorts of reasons, when they face each other, it usually doesn't bring out the best tennis.
What do you mean? Like, what kind of reasons?
Well, I think for one thing, their games match up poorly. I mean, they both play the same sort of power game. They also, you have to remember, not only are they sisters, they're practice partners, they're best friends. It's not as though one is going to unveil a weapon the other hasn't seen before. To be honest, they'll probably practice together before the match. And the other thing, obviously, is the whole sibling element. How do you summon competitive feelings for someone that you share a bunk bed with? I believe they're sharing a hotel room. I had heard that this week in New York. So how do you summon that drive? How do you summon those competitive feelings when the person on the other side of the net is your sister? But I think, in a sense, both sisters feel they've already won. They're both in the finals. And a lot of times when Venus has won, Serena says, I feel like I'm the winner, and vice versa.
John, do you think that the Williams sisters are setting a new standard for the type of athlete that a women's tennis player has to be now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at them and you watch someone like Martina Hingis, and it's almost like a middleweight boxer fighting a heavyweight. It's almost not a fair fight. They're both tremendous athletes. They're both large women. They're both muscular. They run well. They're powerful. And I think it's great. They're sort of the new female athletes for the new millennium.
Who has greater stamina, one or the other?
Well, it's tough because they don't play a full schedule, so it sort of goes back and forth. I think right now Venus is probably the better player. But there's still people out there that say technically Serena's strokes are more sound.
John, we've seen quite a match this year in the Sampras versus Agassi semifinals where the crowd was giving standing ovations. Should we expect to see that kind of hoopla from the stands for this?
Well, I think we'll see a lot of hoopla just because this is such a momentous occasion. It's really wonderful for tennis and wonderful for the family. But I think there's a certain awkwardness that goes with it. I think people will cheer the occasion, but I don't think fans are going to cheer the tennis necessarily. But, no, I think people will be happy no matter which sister wins. It's a great story. If Venus wins, she'll have defended her title. For all intents, she'll be the number one player. If Serena wins, she'll have won two U.S. Opens in the past 2 years, and she will have, you know, pulled even with her sister. So it's a great story no matter what.
John Wertheim is a writer for Sports Illustrated and author of Venus Envy, a sensational season inside the women's tennis tour. He joined us on the line from the U.S. Open. Thank you, John Wertheim.
Thank you.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Yeah.